You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear today and tomorrow, maybe the next day, something that I preached on Christmas Day at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Worship, the Reason for Christmas, and is taken out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. So that's where we're going to go momentarily. We're actually looking, my Christmas sermon was focused on the Magi this year. We read in our Bibles, wise men, it says they came. Wise men came from the east searching for the star. And my sermon is revolving around why and how. How did these guys know? How did these wise men know what to look for? And how did they know when to look for the star? There's actually an answer to that question. That's going to be the first part of this message, what you're going to hear today and maybe even tomorrow. And then we're going to look at the reason why. The reason why they were looking for him. It's right there in the verse. It's plain as day. That's what we're going to look at here in this message here today. So, again, I thank you for joining us. And we will be going through this week, and then we'll be picking up our study in Revelation Monday again next week. As we kick off 2017, we'll be picking up our study in wherever we are at. We're in chapter 3, I believe, in the book of Revelation. Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. You're listening to WGOD Radio. For more information on this ministry, you can go to my website, WGODradio.com. Like the Facebook page, same name, WGOD Radio. Or if you're a Twitter person, if you like to follow on Twitter, that would be at WGOD Radio. These programs are all uploaded on there as soon as they're done. I also want to invite you out to Island. This is be a quiet week this week. Pastor Paul catches breath a little bit. And a quiet week here at the radio station as well. We'll be back at it again next Sunday. Actually, my associate pastor, Pastor Darren, is preaching next week, and I'll be back teaching on the sovereignty of God the following week. That would be the 8th of January, as we're taking 5 weeks to go through TULIP, the acronym which describes the sovereignty of God. So, okay, in the meantime, here we go. This is part one of my Christmas message, Worship, the Reason for Christmas.
If you have a Bible with you, open it up, please, to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. If you have a bookmarker, too, you can put a bookmarker in Daniel, chapter 2. That's where we're going to go next. Matthew, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Hey, there's someone with my Bible. Hallelujah. There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that was born king of the Jews? for we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Check out these wise men. And how wise indeed. We're cutting right to the chase here this morning. Look at the reason for the journey. Look at the reason for the journey. Look at what they said. We have come to worship. Have you ever wondered how these guys knew that it was time for the Messiah to come? I'll tell you. This might come as a surprise to you. But they knew it was time because they did their homework. To use an American saying, which means they were prepared. They studied the books that they had and they were prepared. They knew to look for this star because they did their homework. That's how. These magi were from Babylon. Now, while I'm reading this commentary, please turn to Daniel chapter 2. Sorry, Melissa, you won't find that one in that Bible. Daniel chapter 2, Old Testament, last of the major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and then Daniel. Let me give everyone a moment to find it. While you're looking, let me read this commentary. And let me open there myself. Okay, now this commentary from John MacArthur. Few biblical stories are as well known, yet so clouded with myth and tradition as that of the Magi, or wise men, mentioned in Matthew. During the Middle Ages, the legend developed that they were kings. And that there were three in number. And that their names were Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. Who's heard that before? Did you know that? There's one from a liturgical church. There's two. It's tradition in a lot of churches. But that's tradition. That's just a, like it says here, legend pretty much. Now, because they were thought to represent the three sons of Noah. Who knew that? One of them is often pictured as an Ethiopian. A 12th century bishop in Cologne has claimed to have found their skulls. The only legitimate facts we know about these particular magi are the few given by the Gospel of Matthew here. In the first 12 verses of chapter 2. We are not told their number. We're not told their names. We're not told of how they got to Palestine. Regardless of the manger scene you see in the foyer out here. We don't know the countries they came from. The fact they came from the east would have been assumed by most people in New Testament times. Because the Magi were primarily known as the priestly political class of the Parthians who lived east of Palestine. We learn from the book of Daniel that the Magi were among the highest ranking officials in Babylon. All right, now we're getting somewhere, right? Because the Lord gave Daniel the interpretation of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, which none of the other court seers were able to do, Daniel was appointed. Now look at verse 48, Daniel 2. Let me read that to you. Daniel 2:48. It says, then the king made Daniel a great man, and he gave him many gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the, what does it say? Wise men. Greek Septuagint, Magi. Magi. These guys were Babylonians. Daniel was appointed ruler over all of the Magi in Babylon. Because of his great wisdom and because he had successfully pleaded for the lives of the wise men who had failed to interpret the king's dream, verse 24, Daniel came to be highly regarded among the men. You see, the king was given the order. The king had a dream. He said, "Tell me my dream or you're all going to die." One guy knew the dream. His name was Daniel. And they were killing all the Magi. And Daniel said, "I've got the answer to the dream." And told the king the answer. And these Magi's lives were spared because of Daniel the prophet. So Daniel was highly revered by these men. Obviously, right? Saved them all from being wiped out. Kind of like taking the proverbial thorn out of the lion's paw. Is Daniel's relationship with the Magi, the wise men from the east. Everyone follow me? So the Magi are Babylonians who knew and understood Daniel's teaching about the coming of the Messiah, the prince. They knew Daniel was the true messenger of God. Now, interpreting the king's dream wasn't the only revelation that Daniel had. He also knew and was told, Daniel also knew when the Messiah was going to come. And this blew these guys' mind. He had already saved their lives. And now this prophet in 600 B.C. told of the day and the coming of the Messiah. So for 600 years, they studied the books and waited for the time. And here is the other revelation that he gave. It's also found in the book of Daniel, and it's in chapter 9, verse 24. I want to show you why these Magi showed up in Israel. They did their homework. You can't just sleep and wait for God to bless you. Sometimes you got to get up and you got to do something. You got to walk. You got to get out of the boat. You can't stay in the boat. You got to get up. You got to walk on the water. You got to do something. If these guys didn't study the word of God, they never would have saw the star. Never. To whom much is given, a brain, much is required. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. It says, 70 weeks are determined for your people and your holy city to...
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
There's a fire.